misinformation.
Yeah.
People appropriating.
Yeah.
Just like calling out on a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Babe alert.
Babe alert. Babe alert.
Babe alert. Babe alert. Hey, everyone.
Welcome to Babes.
Hello, babeologists. Welcome to Babes to Know, where we're telling the untold story.
Mm-hmm.
This week.
Whose untold story are we telling today?
Their name is Sarah Green.
Mm-hmm.
And they are an all around wonderful human being.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Sarah after a Columbus Queer open mic, and they had the whole room just like entranced because they're like an amazing storyteller and like a really just funny person. And so they were just like telling these stories, and everyone was just like listening, and we stayed there until like 11 o'clock and just like listening to Sarah like on Thursday night. And I was like, I need more of you in my life. So So Sarah's on the podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian learned a lot.
I learned so much.
We talked about race.
Mm-hmm.
And appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
And how
talked
and
about chicken.
We talked about chicken. Yeah, there's a lot of like food. Yeah. Auditory.
We talked a lot about Chicago and Columbus, like in respect. Yeah. To each other.
Yeah,
kind of like the Midwest and like mindset, but also how it's different.
Yeah,
depending where you go.
Yeah, and specifically around race. I. Mm-hmm. Think too. And about how they differ food wise as.
Yeah.
Well,
race and food.
Yeah, that was the whole podcast.
You blushed so many times when they were describing just all the different chicken and and cheese curlers.
Yeah, there were some good there. I mean, everything.
I never
seen
you so flushed before.
Oh my god,
so many times.
So many times I was like, yes. So
I thought you had like a mini orgasm at one point. You're just,
yeah,
like,
yeah, it was nice. It felt nice.
We had to take a cigarette after the,
yeah,
after the podcast.
Yeah, we took a little cig break. Sarah handled the dog cast breaks with.
Mm-hmm.
Grace, and made it really fun when.
Yeah.
Usually it stresses me out, but Sarah made it really fun.
Yeah, Sarah gives no fucks.
Yeah, oh yeah, Sarah. Yeah. Gives zero fucks. <It's the best. laughs> So, I don't really know how else to describe it. I just thought it was really fun. It was amazing. I can't wait till they come back.
Yeah.
And I hope you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything, Brian?
On my end? No, I mean, they were just good at telling stories, making us laugh.
Yeah.
Like, it was just fun to sit back to and just learn.
Yeah.
And just enjoy some talk about food, too.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. Like, the... I don't know. It felt very up... It was very upbeat.
Yeah.
This was a very upbeat...
It was upbeat.
tasty pod. It was. Yeah. A very upbeat, tasty pod.
Yeah. We did talk about some dark stuff, but it was still...
Did.
It remained upbeat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even when we're talking about the lows, like, it was in a positive way.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm down for that.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah,
so
I mean, I hope I see them do stand up more. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah. I think their work schedule conflicts with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So now that they're on like rotating weekends, I think we'll see them a lot more.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy about.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, enjoy this episode of Babes to Know.
Bye.
Bye.
Kisses.
Yes. All right.
You're 15 and it's all you want, another chance. Balance, stand up, dance, and creep on the couch for another 5 hours. It's surreal or marathons, empty the out of mind. Now that I've had my 15 minutes, I was just another dude. Hey, boy,
yeah. There's one dog that we got out of that cage, and my dude just got on the floor and just went, yip, 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 and just kept going in circles.
Oh, no.
I'm like, he wasn't well. You have mental health doggy issues.
You need a Xanax.
And I don't know if, is there a mental health doggy therapist in Ohio?
If there's not, I volunteer. I do. I'll do it.
I mean, Ohio prides itself, well, Columbus prides itself on being super alternative, but until you give me a doggy therapist and a sex therapist, yeah. I will believe.
Yeah. A doggy sex therapist?
No.
Just a regular sex therapist.
Sex therapist.
Those exist, though, don't they?
They do, but they're not really usually located in Columbus.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh
my God, I had no idea.
They usually are on the East Coast or West Coast. You know, the Midwesterners are like, we're about the sex, but we don't want to figure it out.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Yeah. We like corn, yeah. Cheese, and shame.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about how I feel about sheep. Let's just keep it all hidden.
Just keep it all inside. Yeah, I think that's accurate. I mean, there's a lot of great things about Columbus, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's still like a fucking Midwestern repression.
And it's weird.
City.
Because I grew up in Chicago, so Columbus is like night and day.
Really? In what ways?
Because of the size.
Yeah.
And the type of people. And also, it's weird that Columbus and Chicago are only like maybe 8+ hours a drive away,
mm-hmm.
but just because of what happened to both cities,
yeah,
you get totally different outcomes.
Yeah,
like Chicago had every. That's also why I thought it was hilarious when Captain Cheeto was like, "I'm not gonna give any money to sanctuary cities." I immediately thought of my city because we will sanctuary the shit out of an immigrant.
Yeah,
we don't give a fuck. There's a woman, I think, and she stayed there for a year. We're a small church in Chicago. I knew this woman was undocumented, and the ICE or whatever was coming after her, and they harbored her for a year.
Oh my God.
Because unfortunately, she had came here, had a baby, so the baby could stay, but she had to leave. And a church kept that lady for like a year, if not more.
Wow.
And like rallied to make sure that she had like lawyers and things like that to try to get any kind of way for her to stay.
Yeah.
But every type of immigrant you can think of at some point in the history of Chicago was like, I'm gonna pick Chicago.
Yeah.
And you had that on top of the Great Migration, which was when African-American people were like, I'm tired of being treated like shit in the South. Let me be treated like shit in a more colder climate.
Yeah.
Because the North is not any better. It's just like, do you want to be called nigger in the heat or in like the cold? Either way, you're gonna be called it. It's just the temperature is the thing you want to pick. So then all the food and stuff are different, and Columbus, it feels like just a bunch of like German and Irish people came here and were like a little racist but wanted to build, yeah, the city, and Columbus was born.
Yeah.
Like a pinch racist, not, yeah, like full blown.
Just like a little.
Just like a sprinkling. Like the salt shift, just like a sprinkling of racism. Yeah. A sous-sante.
Yeah. Yeah. I've noticed that Columbus doesn't have like a cultural identity at all.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm, there's nothing to grasp onto. Mm-mm. And like, I come from Youngstown, which is also like a pretty like a lot of like European immigrants, mm-hmm, settled there. Like between there and Pittsburgh. So there's like a lot of like rich cultural history, like, mm-hmm, among, you know, Hungarians and, mm-hmm, Slovak people and Italians. But here there's like not any of that.
Yeah. I mean, and like you can tell because of the weird cultural thing, like talking to people that are from, that grew up in Columbus,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, I guess our just childhood experiences being wildly different.
Yeah.
Like, when I did the trip to Philly, the person it was me and three other people. And one of the people were okay. The other one, we started nicknaming the Republican because she was like, let's give Donald Trump a chance.
Oh,
and
Christ.
I was like, you're a black trans woman. You shut the fuck up. Like, none of us give us a chance. None of us are getting a chance. but this individual had like a very limited view of Chinese food. And I hope to God she's not hearing this, and it's going to be awkward. I just thought about that. Like, I should have not mentioned the nickname. But anyway, one of us were like, me and another person bonded over the fact they're like, oh my God, I love Japanese and Chinese and Vietnamese and spicy shit and weird shit that's like amazing, but like it's weird looking.
Yeah.
And this person that has spent most of their time in Ohio was like, the best Chinese food is chicken and broccoli and brown sauce. And I'm like, no. Fucking no. And I guess it's because I had the, I guess, privilege or the know-how to, like, get on a train. Like, I could take a bus and then a train and take the train into the unfortunately mentioned Chinatown. It should just be called Asian Town. That's, like, racist. Because there's more than Chinese people there.
Yeah.
Like, any kind of Asian is there.
Yeah.
Century populated. And which works out really well, seeing that everyone speaks a different language. So it becomes like an episode of, like, a scene out of Star Wars. But, because everyone speaks something different, and then you just watch arguments happen, and someone's yelling in Thai, and someone's yelling in Vietnamese, and you're like, I don't know what's happening. I just need my food. I don't want no problems. But, yeah, I just had that joy of being able to go to Chinatown and to spend a day in Chinatown getting Japanese, Vietnamese, awesome food like that, and knowing that food was not limited to chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken and broccoli. But yeah, no, I like Columbus because it's super cheap and it's easy to live here. But
yeah,
some of this, I'm like, Columbus has got to get
an identity.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Columbus don't have an identity. They don't really have a soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that sounds, I'm so sorry for people that are from like, Columbus tries so hard, and I'm like, nah, though, no. It's not.
No.
It's, like, so far the weirdest city I've ever been in of where I can't even feel the black people there.
Yeah.
And I know there are black people in the city.
Yeah.
But every city has, like, their black section where, you know, you're just like, damn, there's a lot of blackness.
Yeah.
It's, damn. No. It's nothing there. Like, we're the black people, and it's like crickets. It's like weird.
Yeah. It's very racially divided.
Yes.
Very.
I mean, I grew up in Chicago. I mean, I always proudly tell people when somebody says, like, oh, the South is so terrible, I'm like, no, I come from the city where Martin Luther King visited, and he said, I have never seen such segregation since Jim Crow. And that was when he visited Chicago. And it gives me great pride that my city scared Dr. King. That's fantastic. He's like, damn, even in the North, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah,
he wouldn't be impressed by Columbus for sure.
No,
that's 100%.
No, but I do feel like a part of Columbus is starting to shed an important part of their identity, which is blue collarness.
Yeah,
that's the best part of Columbus is the blue collarness, and I feel like they're shedding it to try to make it seem like they're the San Francisco of mm-hmm. the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's not you, Columbus.
Yeah,
it's like watching somebody that you love go through an identity crisis. And you know, she's always been just kind of chill and about just like carbs and cheeses, and now suddenly she's like, I'm about computers.
I'm gonna eat kale.
Right.
Yeah.
I have 614. I've discovered foe.
Yeah, right.
I've got highlights.
Right.
I have gay friends. I have a bunch of gay friends. You don't even know how many gay friends
you don't
I have.
Even know.
They're all white cis dudes, but
poke.
Still.
Poke. I know what poke is.
Right. And it's like, that's not you, Columbus. Yeah. Just be you.
Yeah.
Just be like a colder version of Wisconsin. Why can't you be like that? And side note, have you been to Wisconsin?
No.
It is the shit for no reason.
Oh my God. Because
Wisconsin, especially Madison, they don't give a fuck. Basically, they are similar to Columbus.
Yeah.
The biggest thing in Madison is their university of Wisconsin in Madison.
Yeah.
But they immediately, from the creation of the state, and the reason why I know this is because for some reason when you are a kid in Chicago, you learn about other Midwestern states in history.
Like, so weird.
Right. It's like, so we're in Illinois, and then because it's always a thing to mock Wisconsin and Minnesota have those distinct accents.
With the accents, yeah.
So Minnesota talks like this.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, it's so cold, but you know, I stayed there in Minnesota. It was -3 and my dog almost got glued to the fucking porch, but I'm staying here in Minnesota or it's fucking cold. And in Wisconsin, it's more Wisconsin. Everyone, they lean on N's really hard for no fucking reason. But
that
they
is a really, like, very distinct, small difference to pick up on.
Yeah.
That's very small, but very good. Good to know. I never knew that.
I mean, it's cool. you just pick up on these things. And the reason why I picked up on these things is because I spent so much time in Wisconsin as a little kid because that was, like, the place to go for... I was a Girl Scout.
Yeah, okay.
And they were like, we're going to camp in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And we're going to do this in Wisconsin. So it would just be, like, a bus of, like, little brown girls traveling from inner city Chicago to Wisconsin. And it was just weird. But no, Wisconsin always talks about how they had a commitment to education, so their education is, like, amazing.
Yeah,
it's really easy to get into the University of Wisconsin and get, like, a really awesome education.
Yeah,
and they just committed to the state and their school, so they're similar to Ohio and to Columbus. Only it worked out, like, super well.
Yeah,
and Madison is a really amazing place. Shout out to Wisconsin for having a thing of if you have a restaurant in Wisconsin, the state itself, if you use any dairy products, they have to come from
Wisconsin. That's awesome.
So the cheese, everything. Because I still need to go to Wisconsin to try a Butterburger because I have a problem. But I'm about it.
What's a Butterburger?
The best thing you've ever heard in your life.
Exactly what it sounds.
Is it?
You take a... There's various places. They do it usually two of ways. Either take a rolled up patty of ground beef and then take a giant chunk of butter and put it in the middle and then cook it however you want it to be cooked, rare, medium, well done. And then when you bite into it, they'll put cheese over it because they don't give a fuck. And then when you bite into it, you get cheese and butter.
Oh, my God. God.
Or there's some places that will just cook the burger regularly and then pour butter over top of it and then lay cheese over it and then happy birthday. Happy breathing. No,
my Wisconsin, she is a tempting seductress. I am really into going to Wisconsin.
Well, have you ever been to Culver's?
No.
Oh my God.
I know that it's like highly acclaimed, but like.
Yeah, that's what they're known for. Their Butterburgers.
Their Butterburgers. Really? I thought it was just custard, but they're Butterburgers.
Butterburgers and custard. Again, because the Midwest does not give a fuck. Yeah. You might as well have egg custard and a fucking Butterburger because what is cholesterol?
Yeah, right.
No, wait, are you doing anything today? Do you want to go to Culver's?
Oh my God. I would definitely go to Culver's with you, yes.
Because they have Butterburgers and they have cheeseburgers, they have milkshakes, they have cheese curds.
Wait, where is it in Columbus?
There's one in Hilliard and then there's one in, like, almost going towards Pinkerton.
Okay.
They're both, like, super far away, but they're worth the drive.
Yeah.
And the people are always super nice.
Oh, of course. Midwestern kindness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And during the summer, that's the only thing that I'm sad about and I'm looking forward to. During the summer, they have ice treats.
Oh.
So it's like lemon ice, and then they pour a bunch of fruit on top of it.
Oh, that sounds good too.
Right. So I've definitely eaten a burger the size of like my hand, and then like ate like shaved ice, lemon ice. Like, oh. I'm not doing shit today.
Have you heard of Swenson's in Akron?
No.
Been there? This is like, Swenson's sounds like Culver's, but people like go out of their way to go there. Like they'll like drive to Cleveland and they'll be like, I'm stopping in Akron. And I'm like, you know, that's not really on the way, right? Like it's not really on the way.
You shut your mouth.
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah. They're like, it's right on the way. It's not. But
like how I do with
it's like a cult following.
Like how I do with the Grandpa's Cheese Bar.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. That is right on the way to Youngstown. So I've been there a few times. It's pretty cool. I like that Goasis though. Oh my god, the Goasis.
I like
vacation.
Yes. I like going. I'm just making it rain in the cheese barn. Like I'll buy like a few things from the candy barn. So people don't realize that there's two different barns.
Right.
There's the candy barn and grandma. It's in the candy barn.
Yeah.
But sometimes the candy bar is like ridiculous because one time I went and I like was getting gummies and then someone told me to look at like their chocolate section and they had just chocolate dipped potato chips. Ooh, because yeah. This is the Midwest and yeah. We don't give a fuck.
Not one.
About health or priority. They had chocolate dipped.
Living long. I want to go down in a flame of cholesterol. Grease.
Right, of greasy tastiness. Yeah. I saw chocolate dip Fritos. Amazing.
Really?
And I was like, all right, so I'm going to get gummies because I love myself.
Yeah.
And then I went across the way to Grandpa's barn. And my friend got a shaved meat sandwich, which was fucking amazing. Because she could only eat part of it. And she's like, I tap out. I can't. And I was like, I got you. I was just eating like a pound of gummy worms in the back, but I got you. I'm going to keep eating this for you.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I accidentally spent like $40 in the barn, Grandpa's barn.
No way.
Because I just saw so many different cheeses and I love cheese.
There were so many
and I was
cheeses.
Just like, Jesus.
Jesus.
T-shirts. I got a T-shirt. And then I was going to take some of it back, but then Grandpa was checking me out, and I felt bad. I was like, I'm not going to disappoint Grandpa.
What? Grandpa actually works in Grandpa's Cheese Barn?
Yeah, they have an old white man that they just dedicate as Grandpa.
Oh, that's cute.
And so it's like, I'm Grandpa Joe, or I'm Grandpa Martin. And yeah. It's like a really older white dude in his like 60s or 70s. He's like, have you enjoyed the barn? And you're like, I can't. Yes, sir, I have.
Thank you for bringing that industry to older white gentlemen.
You can apply to
rural Ohio.
You can apply and be a grandpa at Grandpa's Cheese Barn.
Yeah. Also women.
Yes.
You gotta have a grandma as well.
Yeah, there's a grandpa, there's a grandma. And then everybody else is like 20-something just running around working in Grandpa's Cheese Barn.
Yeah.
Because they probably live in like Medina or something
right.
Really close.
Oh my God. Yeah, I could imagine. Oh,
that's geez. Like the most boring place. I'm sorry, anybody listening to this from Medina.
No, I know.
But good Lord.
Speaking of it though.
I spent a night there and I was like, I want to get out.
I want to leave.
Please.
Yeah. Speaking of like rural Ohio though, and like going back to our conversation about Columbus, the one thing that's good about Columbus is that, first of all, I think we have been fairly like friendly toward immigrants. Like I know that we have a big Somali population here, which I think is really good. But also somebody today or recently was saying like, isn't it weird that like the mayor of Columbus hasn't said shit about like all this immigration stuff? Like
recently he just did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He was like, I'm not, like, we're not going to stop
taking
in people.
Okay, good.
Because, one, people equals money, and two, like, he didn't say that, but basically that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And he was like, two, I mean, that's, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Not two.
It's fucked up.
Also, the reason why Columbus gets so many, you want my donut, boo? Yeah, you want my donut. You want pets? I give you pets instead of donuts. Other reason why Columbus gets so many Somali individuals is because Columbus is the sister city,
mm-hmm.
is a city in Somalia, and that's how we were like, your city is my city.
Yeah, yeah,
come
yeah.
Come on over.
Yeah.
But then it works to kind of do culture clashes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because I remember when I first moved here in 2006, the African-American community and the Somali community did not get along to the point that at one point a mosque had been spray painted "Go back to Africa," and it was done by a black teenager.
No.
And I was like, bro, you don't. Okay, this is what I don't like about Columbus. Like, this education is lacking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he should kind of know where he comes from.
Right.
You just told someone, go back to the same place we both come from. Only in different places.
Yeah.
I'm going to go west, and you're going to go wherever, east where Somalia is.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff scares me that I've noticed about Columbus is sometimes the African-American community is not, I don't know. Like, the understanding of, like, where you come from and stuff is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Like, I've been run into black people in Columbus that don't want to be called African-American because they don't see any connection between them and Africa.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, how?
Yeah.
It's, like, there. Right. What? It's, like, there, bro.
It's
like,
there.
Like, I don't have it, but if I could give you $200 to do a DNA test, I guarantee you. The polite gentleman will be like, so all of this part of Africa is lit up, and then there's like a little bit of Europe, but mostly Africa.
Mostly this part of the world.
Like, they're not going to be like, Detroit is lit up. Like, you're going to say fucking West Africa, because that's where you be.
Yeah, right.
Because I said that's where you be. I mean, that's where... Right. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know if it's... I also kind of grew up in an Afrocentric household, though, so I can't really...
Yeah.
Like, it's not... it was not a game. Mom wanted to make sure I knew
where
I came from, and then I was black, because she said she didn't want me to be surprised like she was when people were like, I don't like you because you're brown. And she's like, what? Like, because her family didn't talk...
Her family didn't talk about it?
No.
Was there a reason for that, or just...
Well, I mean, she grew up during, like... the 60s so like fun exciting things, and by that I mean murder was like happening, right. And her family's just like,
we can't,
I'm just not gonna talk about it.
Yeah,
who wants popcorn,
right?
Like, just I'm not gonna talk about it. So she made sure to, she was like, I want you to have the exact opposite experience.
Yeah.
So and then I was talking on a panel yesterday or the day before yesterday, and they like made everybody laugh because I talked about how it was an event. I can't remember, like, are we that far away in age?
I'm 28.
Okay, I'm like 31, so we're not that far.
Yeah.
It's weird, I feel that I'm 31. But talked about how, like, Michael Jackson music videos were, like, the shit. Like, if he came out with a video that was, like, our version of Beyonce.
Yeah.
Like, if he was like, MTV, I'm dropping a video in, like, 2 hours, MTV would have a fucking counter.
Yeah.
On the bottom right account, like, Michael Jackson's new video is coming in 1 hour and 30 seconds. And, like, my family would, like, get shit together. Popcorn would be made. Snacks would be, like, grabbed. Because, oh, my God, Michael Jackson's about to drop a video. So he dropped a black or white video, which is, like, one of my favorites. At one point, there's a rap breakdown. This is the part that I made the panel laugh. I was like, of course there's a rap breakdown because it's the 90s. So somebody's going to be like, yo, it's 93. Like, stupid.
Yeah.
You always are going to age something if you announce the year. Yeah. 1995. Like, it's 2020 now, bro. Yeah. This is really weird.
Yeah.
Somebody goes, like, does this rap about race relations, basically, and he goes, I'm not gonna spend my life being a color. And the panel laughs because I said, and my mom, I always have a memory that my mom looked me dead in the face like, but you will. Like, and I was, and everybody just started like cracking up. I was like, and she was like, she wasn't even trying to be mean. She was like, you will. So it's going to look at you and be like, ooh, problem. Because you're a woman and because you're black, they're going to have at least one, if not two problems with you. Please know this.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's awesome, but he's something's wrong with him. He doesn't understand. Like, you will.
What did your mom tell you about dealing with shit like that?
I mean, like that was someone else's problem. Those had nothing to do with me. She's okay. Like, if someone's that ignorant, like, yeah, it's just a color.
Right.
But for some reason, for a lot of people, that's like huge and it's stupid, yeah, and it shouldn't be. Like, we're right, all the same person.
Right.
But she never tried to preach the thing of like, who sees color? We're all, she's like, no, we are black.
Yeah.
And these specific people are going to have a problem with you.
Yeah, right, right.
If you see a white man with Doc Martens that are shiny with like red suspenders and a shaved head, go the other way.
Other direction.
He is not going to be friendly towards you. He's just not. He's gonna be super new age alt-righty Nazi, and it's not gonna be fun for any of you.
No.
And plus, because we lived in Chicago, you experience like casual and diet racism all the time.
Yeah.
To the point, like, some of it is just like ingrained in the language.
Yeah.
Because I always laugh at the fact that thankfully this is now dying off. But have you ever heard of Maxwell Street?
No.
Okay. Maxwell Street is like, they moved it. It used to be in a different part. I can't remember where. But there was a section of the city it used to be in, and you could get all kinds of goods there. But the big thing was Maxwell Street Polish.
Okay.
So you get an awesome Polish sausage made on a flat top grill. Mm-hmm. And they also have, and this sounds as sinful, but they have a fucking pork chop sandwich.
Oh my God.
So they just debone a pork chop and cover it in spices and stuff, and then flat top grill it, and then give it to you in like, oh, like a white bun, just like, bam. Oh my
God.
This is the podcast where we just talked about food and race for an hour. That's not right, white man. Also try this sandwich. Like, what?
I know, we really have to give it up for like the Polish men making things on grill tops. I mean,
yes,
we do.
But like, I don't think I ever had the pork chop sandwich. Because I couldn't stop eating the Polish sausage, because okay, the Polish sausage was like super grilled to death, and then they would give you sport peppers, and it was like covered in like onions and stuff like that, and then it was like in this awesome bun, and it was like, oh Jesus. So, but the part that made it funny was the section that they lived, that the original Maxwell Street before it moved was in a place that was initially founded by Jewish immigrants. And I shit you not, older black people in Chicago, I mean, thankfully there's not that many left anymore, but older black people, you would say like, oh, where's Maxwell Street? And they would say Jewtown. Like, that's how ingrained, like,
oh my God,
racism was in the language. Like, oh yeah, just go up to Jewtown and you just get yourself a sausage and like some nice shoes. And them Jews are like really awesome. I was like, oh no, 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 please stop. Please stop.
Oh my God.
You are not Jewish. Please stop, yeah, saying Jew just so casually in right, this manner.
Yeah.
But no, it's definitely a thing. I'm sorry, I just realized that most of my conversations with people are sitting around race and eating.
Yeah, that's okay. <It's> fine.
So I'm eating this sandwich, and then this dude says this thing to me.
Actually, now that you brought up language and how like racism is like embedded in language, mm-hmm, I want to hear from you about how you feel about the appropriation of AAVE these days, because it is fucking everywhere.
Was it?
Like, white people, the appropriation of African American vernacular English.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
Mm? White people are like literally driving me off of a fucking bridge, because I think part of the thing is that like white girls felt like very entitled to like Beyonce recently,
and oh, so that the thousands and thousands of Beyonce tributes that were during the Women's March that were, yeah, all white, and I was, yeah, like, that wasn't for you,
right? Exactly. Yeah, so do you have feelings about that? Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah. Oh my God, there, do you have cable?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you ever want to be made angry, and it was also, and it started out a podcast, yeah, so I don't know why I didn't get stopped there.
Are you going to talk about throwing shade?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, I lost my shit. Like, I was just minding my precious black business, trying to eat like a quesadilla or like play with my cats. And then I'm hearing a white gay man and the straight woman talk. And they're like, we're going to have this awesome show. And I was like, oh, this seems interesting. And it was on...
TV Land,
yeah. And I was like, oh, this seems interesting. And then they're like, coming this winter, throwing shade. I was like, motherfuck! like, just angry. No, it's super upsetting.
Yeah.
And it happens a lot. Yeah. I mean, not even with white girls, it's non-black people, it happens a lot. Yeah. Because I almost peed. I laughed so hard. Me and one of the people I travel with is wonderful white trans woman named Brooke, who is very... I appreciate her because she's, and I think that's why we bonded so quickly, is because I would say like, man, this white person needs to do this, then, and I'm like, and I would go, sorry. She's like, no, we shitty, keep going.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I acknowledge my privilege. And yeah. I'm like, we gonna be friends forever, girl. You are just so cool. It's nice. We're nerds and you're acknowledging your privilege. That's all I ask of you.
Right.
So we're like laughing and talking. We're in a line to get calzones or pizza in Philadelphia, and there's shit tons of people from the Women's March that are all over Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. There's two or three girls that have to be Latino or Eastern European, but one of them goes, and then I was like, yas, queen, yas.
Oh my God.
And I was, and then I just like stood there, and then she just like, and then Brooke just quietly turned to me and was like, really? Yas, queen? Like, really? And I'm like, they're trying, I guess. Yeah. Oh my God. Like it's just weird.
Yeah.
When like I know a language and it comes back to me, but not from the body that I expect it to.
Right.
Like I've made the mistake of like talking about twerking. Mm-hmm. And somebody white being like, oh my God, could you teach me how to twerk? And it's like, No. I'm not. Even if you gave me money, I'll just be like, nah, though. That's like a sacred thing, right, that you'll never be able to do.
No.
Like, physically, it's impossible.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen a white girl twerk?
I mean, it's like...
where she throws her pelvis in the air because she doesn't really have an ass.
Yeah.
So it's just like a lot of,
it's like
flailing.
Two, yeah, it's like two pieces of plywood connected by a rusty hinge. You know? Like, not a good look.
No, I mean... like, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know how to describe it other than it's just straight up weird. Like, yeah. I was really horrified when Amy Schumer, like, tried to do the formation
video. Oh, my God. I know.
For Hillary Clinton.
I know.
And then the part that pissed me off, I was like, wow, sometimes white people just be, like, 5 and 6 seconds late. Because she was like, you know, I was listening to it and I realized that she was saying all, like, when she was saying, okay, ladies, now let's get information, that she's saying information.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got that the second time I heard it on the day it came out. Yeah. And I went to Red Lobster soon after. That's how my life is.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, how is this so hard for you to get?
Oh my God.
But yeah, no, it's super. I don't know. I just don't know how to describe it other than it's fucking upsetting and weird. And it feels weird when someone tries to appropriate something. And it also feels weird. It also, the only part of appropriation that is comforting, I'm sorry, it's hilarious, the dogs are like,
I know, they're just pissing each other off.
They're just wrestling with each other and it's adorable. Because they're not trying to kill each other, but they're like, but just know I have teeth. Yeah. Just know I have fucking teeth. Know right. That. And we're done.
Yeah. They felt our eyes.
And then they're like, oh, we're embarrassing.
Oh, shit.
We're embarrassing mom with our doggy behavior. Wait, are they both neutered?
Well, yeah. Lula is neutered. No, Lula is spayed and Roscoe is neutered. Is that right?
Yeah. Because ladies are...
It's a gender differentiation.
Yes.
For dogs. Stupid humans. Right. Gender to dogs.
Well, the God dogs don't give a shit.
Yeah, they don't care.
But no, the thing that is great about appropriation is that sometimes white people are late.
Yeah.
And that's like the best part.
Yeah, so you have like a minute to enjoy it.
We have a minute to enjoy it, and white people will appropriate something that black people stopped doing like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Because it changes.
Yeah.
Every day with every month, something changes.
Right.
So I remember when I first started trying to go to OSU that I remember when white bros started to try to appropriate basically all the clothes that you see Will Smith wear in the first two seasons of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, we stopped doing that like several decades ago. But suddenly you just saw white bros in like boat shoes and fluorescent t-shirts and like flip bill caps.
Right.
And like the fluorescent shades, like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're doing something that was popular when I was 5.
Yeah.
I'm 20 years old now. Please stop.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
Will Smith can tell you that stop. Was a minute ago.
Yeah.
It's a DVD now. Please stop.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that part is great when people just catch on to the things, but they're way behind.
Right, right.
I love when TV shows do it and you can tell that there are no black writers.
Yeah.
So they try to appropriate something that they kind of heard.
Yeah.
But they're 5 years late.
Right.
So it's like 2009 and you hear someone go, well, talk to the hand. Like, that was a minute ago.
Okay.
That was a minute ago. You need to get more brown writers to tell you what people say now.
Right.
But no, they are super. I'm going to supposedly be trying to go back to school to become a professional writer. And that's the one thing that I'm like worried about is like trying to like argue with people about like how people talk or how what people are named.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Andre? I can't think of his last name. He's a comedian. He has a really weird show on Adult Swim.
Eric Andre.
Eric Andre.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of his, he's really actually a really good comedian. And then he just decided to commit to Adult Swim weirdness.
Yeah. That's a weird fucking show.
It's
fun though. It seems
like,
fun.
I've been high. The only time I've gotten it is when I've been a little high.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's just wrong. It's like he tricks.
It's violent.
Yeah, and he tricks people onto the show and then does like weird shit and then records the people's like, what the hell is happening reactions.
Yeah.
Like there was some lovely girl in there and she's like, do you like snakes? And she's like, no. And then all of a sudden she was like sitting next to this pitcher and the pitcher just filled up with all these snakes. And she's like, this is not cool.
Oh,
and just, like, threw that lovely black woman into a panic attack because he filled a pitcher with snakes. And are the snakes safe? Because I feel like they shouldn't be in a pitcher. But but no, he had like this awesome, set. And one time I watched him do something on Comedy Central where he talked about how frustrating it was to try to, because he also was trying to do acting, how frustrating it was to try to get acting roles because anytime he got an acting role, he said it was for something that was super clearly dated and made by people that weren't in touch. Because he said that he's like, I auditioned for a grown ass man. He said, no, I'm just going to, I'll just paraphrase it. All the people that, he said, I'm a supporting character. All the people that are starring in our name, like Michael, Bill, and Mary, and Richard. He said, you know what my character's name was? AJ. I didn't get a full name, y'all. My name was just AJ.
Yeah.
Like, what the... He's like, and then I had stuff like... And my character was saying stuff like, yeah, you dig, and, you know, that ain't cool. And he was like, and I was like, I don't talk like that. I don't know anybody. He said, I don't even know any black people that still say you dig. What the hell? And he, like, once he goes into a rant about it, and it's really, really funny.
Oh my God.
But yeah. Yeah. So, no, it's weird and upsetting, but sometimes occasionally really funny.
Yeah.
Because of being behind. And white girls are not nearly as bad as gay cis white men.
Yeah, that's
are
true.
Are super bad.
Yeah.
About it. Like, just say to you, to your face, I have a black woman.
Right.
And it's like, no, you don't, Philip. You don't.
Yeah,
Philip. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Did I ever tell you how, like, we, like, me and a bunch of my friends, like, scared a group of white cis gay men at Union?
No.
No, it sounds like the start of a hate crime, but it's not.
Yeah.
we're all gay, so it would just be a crime, I guess. It's not really a hate crime. But basically, I was doing something else and all my friends had already gone to Union And I was coming, like, I was running late, so I got to Union, and there was some song that was like, it was like a lull in the songs that were playing, because, you know, they play music videos. Mm-hmm. And my friend walked up to me and goes, okay, so I just need you to update you on some bullshit very quickly. Anaconda started playing. And, you know, she goes on that, like, where my bitches with the fat asses in the fucking club? And fuck you skinny bitches. And literally, he was like, there's a crowd of, like, cis white gay dudes who were, like, black and easing this entire thing. And they're like, fuck you skinny bitches. But it's, like, white dudes. And we gave them terrible looks. And we're going to black the shit out of a song. Whatever song comes up next. And thank God, All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled came on. So it's All I Do Is Win, no matter what. And when you see me, my hands go to the ceiling and all my hands go up. And they stay there. And we all just started moshing.
Oh my God.
To them. And I had locks at the time, so I just, like, threw my locks towards them. They were very uncomfortable. It was great.
Oh, they're straight
dog fight.
Wrestling under the table. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Just so you know, I have teeth. Yeah, I also have teeth. Please know that.
They know that too.
Please know. We both have snouts, and this is a thing.
Get out of here.
Do you want to just have a podcast where I just moderate your dog fights? Please know. I'm a dog, and you're also a dog, and I have a snout, and you also have a snout.
And we both have four paws.
And I will put my mouth on your snout to let you know what I'm about as a dog.
God, that sticks. Anyway, sorry.
So, no, you're fine. I think it's hilarious. Wait, how long did these go? I feel like I don't want to run too long.
It can go. How long have we been going for so far?
We're like 45 minutes.
Oh, wow. Jesus. I feel like. I'm sorry. Your name again?
Brian.
Brian, got you. Yeah. I feel like Brian's like, Jesus, who's been talking about black things and food? I'm like, I feel bad, but I'm super hungry.
No, I love it. I'm hungry too.
Oh my God.
Now it's like, I'm low-key homesick for like the last couple of months, and I guess I should visit Chicago before the feds get sent into my fucking city. Fuck you, sir.
Fuck you, Mr. President.
Jesus. Also, I there's a part of me, and I was like, I know I should probably turn my phone off because I know Google be listening, but yeah, right. This is just a thing I know of my city. I'm like, you could try it. I mean, you could try it, but feds in my city, but my city is not about that business,
right?
Like, about feds being there, like, people don't give a fuck. To the point of, at one point, there were a group of young men that formed a fake checkpoint and robbed four people. That's how much of a no fucks my city gives. They all dress like kind of like police officers and put cones and shit, and four different people drove up and got robbed. You don't give a fuck at all. So if you want to, like, you think like the feds are gonna somehow scare the people of Chicago, you are sadly mistaken. Like, if until you've seen the snowpocalypse or the winter of 1967 or some shit, like, they don't give a fuck.
No.
Have you ever seen the snowpocalypse?
No.
This happened like 4 or 5 years ago. I like cried laughing. I mean, of course, I like checked on like my few relatives that still live there, and they're like, yeah, I knew that shit was gonna happen. I'm just at the house chilling. But they told people like a day or two in advance, hey, we get really, like, similar to Cleveland, Chicago gets super shitty lake effect snow. Mm-hmm. So literally the lake is here, Lakeshore Drive is here, and then people's houses and businesses. So the wind picks up really hard and makes giant ass snow. People got stuck in traffic for 4 hours on Lakeshore Drive.
Oh my God.
So people would like leave their job at 4 or 5, and they at 9 o'clock they would still be in the same place they were. And the snow just kept piling up. So then, because this is Chicago, everybody just ditched their cars. So if you Google it, it's just a river, it's just like a everybody left 71 at the same time.
Yeah.
And left their cars. That's what it looks like.
Shit.
And I was like, yeah, so you can send feds if you want to. I don't give a fuck. Like,
it won't do anything. Thing.
Like, feds are here. Whatever. Okay. I'm going to go get a Polish. it's a tough city. It just is. But no, I want to go because now I have since it's this early and I'm still low key sleepy, I have a craving for Chicago chicken and waffles. Which is, you don't have to get the chicken and waffles. It's strongly encouraged.
Yeah.
But basically, their food tastes like if you got a black grandma in the kitchen to make a bunch of food for you.
Yeah.
And make possibly some of the more diabetes-inducing drinks for you. And then you just eat till you're unconscious, and it's great.
Yeah.
There's some weird thing that's called, they all are named after it sounds like they're all named after somebody's auntie, like Mary Agnes's, whatever. But it was fruit punch and orange juice or some weird shit, but it was delicious. Ooh. It was two weird juices that shouldn't go together, went together.
Yeah.
One time I got chicken and waffles. I got chicken wings and a big waffle, and the waffle was that big and it was stupid. And I basically ate until I was like, well, I'm going to just take my pants off and go to bed and no one disturb me for 45 minutes as I pass out. But no, they also have a really super stupid platter called the Sunday platter, which is basically two or three pieces of dark meat or white meat. Then you can order three sides.
And this restaurant is called Chicago Chicken and Waffles.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's in the middle of, there's two of them. There's one in the suburbs and there's one in the middle of the hood where I grew up.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
So one time I got that and I got yams, greens, and macaroni and cheese. And I basically just ate my way into just, it's fine. I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep
plowing through.
Right. I'm so sleepy, but I got this. I got it.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass out.
Because Columbus doesn't have an identity, they've also been chicken and waffles are popping up a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any place that's actually good?
The chicken place I always swear by is Hot Chicken Takeover.
Mm.
Yeah. Hot Chicken Takeover is the truth.
Is it really?
It's the truth.
Okay.
It's so good.
I've never had it. I've heard
it's
really good things.
Obscene. Yeah. It's so good. I think because this is how small Columbus is, my mom works for a nonprofit and she randomly met the dude that is the owner and creator of the Hot Chicken. She's like, he's so nice.
Yeah.
He took his mother-in-law's recipe and that's how he got Hot Chicken Takeover.
Yeah.
And I watched him as he was holding his baby, greeting people when they were back this way on Old Town East.
Yeah.
And then they move to the North Market.
Right.
And people line up.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's worth it.
They sell out halfway through the day.
Yeah, because their sweet tea is homemade.
Yeah.
So it's the closest sweet tea you'll get to besides just taking a several hour drive and going to the South.
Yeah.
They make their ranch in-house, which is That's stupid.
Something. Yeah.
Because it's just cream and dill, and then they're just right. After this podcast, and Christine just went to a chicken restaurant.
Cancel my plans for the rest of the day.
I was going to do a lot. I was going to go grocery shopping.
We got to go to Culver's. We got to go to Hot Chicken Takeover.
I mean, it's worth it. But and I love their... They used to have three options for their chicken, and then of course white people happen, so they have four now.
Right.
So there's just the chicken.
Yeah.
Then there's hot, holy, and cool.
Yeah.
And there's one below cool if you just are I just want some chicken and it's slightly red.
Yeah.
Which is, it's not going to have any flavor and I'm not alarmed by anything. But cool was okay. But I tried the one between cool and holy and my stomach was warm for an hour.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I don't feel right, but it was so worth it. Oh. I'm going to have to shit into ice probably because it's going to be bad, but I'm excited. But no, holy is so strong that somebody it was eating holy next to me and I could smell it.
Oh my God.
Like it was like the smell of that chicken was just in my sinuses. I yeah. was like, oh. Jeez. And the guy was like, yeah. And I'm like, all right. No. And I like spicy food, but there's a level of spice that I can't. I'm just a wuss. I can't right. do it.
Oh, yeah. No, me too.
Did you guys know that there's a show, there's like an interview show where the guy brings on celebrities and just eats hotter chicken wings with them?
No. Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, my
He'll
God.
He'll bring on like Key and Peele or whoever and just like make them feel, before he asks them a question, they like eat like the hottest like chicken wing ever. And then he's asking the question. They're like, hold on 1 minute.
Oh my God, this is so hot. That sounds amazing. The one that of Chicago places that I'm sorry isn't here is, and I understand why, because I feel like Columbus would just be like weird about this, but Harold's Chicken, mm-hmm. and it's been there for years, and I keep meaning to, and I can't find it on Google. I keep meaning to make a Harold's Chicken T-shirt because their original logo is low key racist, but I want it as a T-shirt. Cool. When I say it's low key racist, I don't mean like too bad. Just like probably white people probably can't wear it. Literally, they're from the time they were founded until the early 90s, and then they kind of stopped having it as like their logo on outside of their stores. It's a black man in like an apron, like clothes you wear like in a kitchen, and sometimes he has a crown, and he's chasing a chicken with a butcher knife.
Yeah.
And it's like mid-run.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need that in my life. I need that in my life.
Yeah.
I need as much as possible just to people be like, is that a black man chasing a chicken? It is.
It sure is.
The chicken's delicious. Don't question it.
Oh my God.
Just shut up and eat the chicken. It's fine.
A hot chicken takeover is, they're like a social enterprise too.
Yeah.
They do really cool things for the community, I think.
Yeah, and they try to hire people from the community, people that need assistance.
Yeah.
And you get a discount. So I think my mom knows someone that works at the one in North America, and she's like, every time we go, she's like, chicken for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, everybody eats chicken today.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
And they're expanding to the suburbs.
Yeah.
They're going to be expanding a lot, I think.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they do really well.
Yeah.
But no, Harold's is, and I worked for Harold's in the suburbs, is the truth, because do you know what beef tallow is?
Mm-mm.
So it's basically beef grease.
Okay.
Someone melts down beef grease or pours beef grease into a fryer, heats it up, fries the chicken for like a little bit, stops, takes fries, and then fries the chicken the rest of the way with the fries. So everything cooks at the same time. They throw everything together. So you can have 2 pieces of white, 2 pieces of dark, or you can get like 4 chicken wings. They put everything together and then they cover it all in either Harold sauce, which is kind of like a variation of barbecue sauce, hot sauce, or ketchup, or a mixture of the three.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah.
It's obscene.
Yeah.
I mean, but I will do it every time. Like, can you just cover my chicken with the Harold's and then my fries with the ketchup? And everything is just hot. And like, oh Jesus, help me. They also make gizzards, which I didn't like until I started working there. I don't even know what part of the chicken that is.
Yeah,
I don't want to know. I know when it's deep fried and covered in Harold sauce, it's amazing. They also sell, it's like a weird smorgasbord, because they'll sell that, they'll sell livers. They'll sell livers and gizzards, which was like the worst to wrap up when I worked there. Because that smell of liver, fried liver, is just like, here's your oh my God. Just take it. Oh my God, it's so gross. They sell perch and things like that. I think some places will sometimes sell shrimp.
Yeah.
But, oh my God. And then the best part is then they sell miscellaneous things like... sometimes places will have pickles.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of the great migration of people coming from Mississippi.
Yeah.
And there's all the best part of it is the desserts are always made from somebody's kitchen. Ooh. Like like it's a it's not ever like an official bakery.
Yeah.
It's like Lula Bell's bakery, but it's really just her kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. She's just making a shit ton of pies and having a bunch of relatives package it and then take it to Harold's.
Yeah.
And it's always good. There's like cobbler, red velvet cake are the two favorites, are cobbler and red velvet cake. So I've definitely just eaten all of that and it's been like, again, I'll be under an Afghan on a couch going to sleep to Rocco's Modern Life if anybody needs me. And there's a place actually here called, Juniors or something like that, but it's on 5th.
Yeah.
It's not too far past 5th and St. Clair. And they have ignorant things like, in the middle of the week, they have like 25 cents wing night.
Hmm.
So you can get like 10 wings for $3
yeah.
or something silly. And you're just like, oh, I can't stop.
Yeah.
I can't stop. They have chicken wings and shrimp. So evidently at some point I just have to start messaging Chrissy like, hey, I'm going to go to this chicken place. If you want to just pick up some chicken with me.
I will always be down for that.
Picking up chicken?
Always.
Well, they put some kind of like, I don't know. It's some kind of powder they put on it. I don't know what it is, but it's amazing.
Hmm.
And you want to put it on everything.
Yeah.
You could probably put it on that dog's bone and you'd be like, oh, yeah. I see what you get out of this.
Yeah. For the rest of the day.
I'm sorry. I'm like, what is she eating?
Who knows? She ate a pair of my shoes the other day, so we don't know.
That's not cool.
Yeah, she ate NyQuil once. We had to take her to the emergency vet.
NyQuil?
Yeah, but then she had to eat Kohl to like get herself to throw up. And they were like, normally we have a really hard time getting them to eat the Kohl, but like she really liked it. She just doesn't care.
Nah,
she
and
likes everything.
That's saying something. I've had to drink Kohl before. Fun times.
To throw up?
No.
For... Why? What? Why?
I like that you're like, wait, pause.
What?
This podcast just took a turn. What happened? No.
These, as a dare?
No.
Sorry.
No, I had to drink liquid Kohl. This is going to sound sad. I attempted suicide.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Sorry. I just made a fucking joke.
No, it's funny. Okay. There's like a joke. There's something that happened to me in the process of committing suicide that I want to make into a joke, but I don't know how to make it into a joke because I feel like people just be like, that's not okay. Are you okay?
Yeah. We've been there.
You got to the right place.
Yeah.
Like, are you okay? It's fine. Jesus. I just thought it's a joke about the fact that like you know that you are mentally ill but also super into like being a nerd in a comic book when you are in a hospital bed because of a suicide attempt and they put an IV in your arm and you could feel the IV solution like go through your arm.
Yeah.
And you go, is this how Spider-Man started? Like,
yeah.
I feel like a Marvel character right now. This is amazing. Jesus. And they're like, oh, right, I'm in the hospital bed for a suicide attempt. I should probably not be thinking about comic books right fucking now. This is not good. But yeah, so that happened.
So you had to drink Kohl for that.
Yes, I had to drink a big gulp of liquid Kohl.
Oh my God.
And it was terrible. And the male nurse was like low-key upset at me for committing suicide.
Yeah.
So he was like really salty to me.
God.
So like I almost puked a little bit drinking half of it. And he was like, if you puke it up, I'm getting another cup and you're going to drink that cup as well.
Oh,
and
my
I'm like,
God.
Oh, oh.
Jesus.
I didn't think this through. Okay, I got Brian. He was so pissed. He was like, he was so nice to me initially, and then he was so angry at me as soon as he figured out why I was here. Because it was a male nurse, and he was like taking my like temperature with like the remote finger temperature thing, and he was like, "Why are you here, sweetie?" And I was like, "Attempted suicide." And he was like, he just got mad, and he like ripped the pulse thing off of my finger. He was like, "Is this over a boy?" And I'm like, "I assure you, sir, it's not." There's a lovely Mexican American girl that will assure you it is not a pro for a boy.
Oh my god.
And yes, yeah, he was just pissed. My mom was upset because she was like, I had this weird situation with my insurance at the time. This is also why universal healthcare is important.
Right.
Because my dad was trying to claim me on his insurance in Ohio, but then that meant that his insurance didn't necessarily translate to Chicago. Mm. So technically, I got sent a $3,000 bill for committing suicide.
Oh my god.
This is why healthcare is important.
Right. Can we get another fuck you, Mr. President?
I mean, so. yeah, no, it was bad. My mom was like furious, and I had to drink the coal. And I had to like pee in a cup because I wanted to make sure it wasn't going anywhere vital. And then like I just wanted to sleep because I had just like powerhouse through a bunch of pills and I just was so sleepy and they wouldn't let me sleep. And I was just like, just let me pass out. And they're like, no, because you may die.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, it's totally fine. I'm just going to pass out. I'm just going to pass out. It's fine. So I slept the sleep of like 1,000 years. It was great.
Once they let you.
Right. And then I shit black for like a little bit because of the coal, which was kind of awesome. It's like, like, this is the most metalist thing that's ever happened to me. And then for a while, there was like a scar of where they had put the IV, and I thought about getting a tattoo there or getting a tattoo like memorializing my suicide attempt. And I was like, that's really. Jesus. Yeah. That's going to be an awkward and sad conversation with the tattoo artist.
Yeah.
So why are we putting 20 plus on here? Because that's the amount of pills I took. Oh, Jesus. Are you safe now? Good Lord.
You've got a whole bit here. I just want to let you know. It's the whole thing.
Of being like, are you safe now?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Jesus.
Hey. Are you safe now?
I said, are you safe now? And the dogs were like, it's time to start a what? Dog fight.
Can we not?
I wanted just to get my knee out of there because there's some huge ass jaws that I don't want to be a part of.
Yeah,
it was another thing. I just want you to know that I have a mouth. I'm also a dog.
Yeah. Oh,
wait, man. Did they grow up with each other?
No. Roscoe was 2 when we got Lula, and she was 10 weeks. So she's been biting his penis for 2.5 years now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I would be ready to fight her as well. Yeah. You don't bite my bing-bing. It's not okay.
He's like the sweetest, most patient dog on the planet. And she is such a bitch.
I like as you said, she's such a bitch. She went, rah.
Yeah.
Like, yep.
Yeah, she is a huge cunt. Like, big old bitch.
But yeah, no. I'm trying to think. I'm still trying to think of how to make a suicide joke because people are like, oh no, are you okay?
I know. It's like you have to figure out how to phrase it in a way that doesn't make people feel like they need to put their armor up, you know? Because like that changes the feeling in the room.
Right.
And you're like, no, like it's okay.
Yeah.
But they don't, you know, you need to.
I can't remember. There's a movie that my mom always used to tell me about because she was like, I know it's suicide, but I've never laughed harder in my life. Where a guy was like, it's all right, this is it, I'm going to commit suicide. And he leaps out of a building and he just lands on a car. And he survives. And before he passed out, he goes like, I can't even fucking commit suicide right. Damn it. And then like passes out. And my mom was like, I laughed so fucking hard. Like, she's like, I feel bad that he's in that state, but also, huh, you couldn't even commit suicide right. That's amazing.
You sad bastard, right?
Like, you just couldn't do it right. That's awesome. I've been meaning to, I've been working on doing that on, I made some jokes on the way to Philly. And I'm still like working on some of those. Cause I made a joke about how I'm really bad at one night stands. And I was like, I'm not really good at that blockbuster movie, rent it for one day and return it at midnight love.
Yeah.
Or I guess since this is 2017, that red box love, I can't go to Walmart, pick you up.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy you and then put you back
in
a box. Like, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, I could listen to your DVD commentary. We could work this out. It's fine. Oh, are you licking my... Aw. I have a giant dog licking my kneecap.
She's letting you know that she loves you. Aw.
Your dog's down with the chocolate. That's adorable.
She's a friendly girl.
Just not to your other dog's penis. Right. Your dog's technically a feminist. Just get this out of here.
She's an angry feminist bitch, which I love about her.
She's just biting penises.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to do... I'm still trying to see if I can have the time to do it, but I think I'm going to do the march, the Pride March.
The LGBT one?
And
I'm thinking about it. I think I want to.
I've never been to Washington, so what better way than to celebrate than to do a march? And also the amount of chocolate that's there is amazing. Yeah. So, just follow the smell of cocoa butter and weed. To make a bunch of friends. Would you like to make out? Would you like to be friends? Let's let's just change contact information. It's exciting. But I'm thinking about doing it because I haven't marched in anything in a minute.
Yeah.
And but I've also been just biding my time because I know there's going to be a lot of merch.
Yeah, for sure. And there's tons of stuff happening. Like, even this weekend, like, big... Like,
things are so bad, there's going to be a Juggalo march. Think about that.
I know, that's insane. Yeah.
When people that say strictly for my ninjas are marching, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. They're displeased. The Juggalo community is displeased.
But the Juggalo community, I don't think, is really a community that would vote Republican anyway. But
yeah.
Because they're the people that are like, the fat cats take your jobs.
Yeah.
And we're from Detroit, and this sucks.
Yeah.
I like Juggalos. I want to like Juggalos so bad, and I can't.
Yeah.
I really can't.
They're a little much, yeah.
Like, I like the whole thing of, like, we're all the same person. We're all, like, one big family. That part's cool, and I like that their preferred drink is Faygo because the people that are the Insane Clown Posse are both hail from Detroit.
Yeah.
And that's where Faygo comes from. Also, Faygo's delicious.
Yeah.
So
many flavors.
Also, it's like you're drinking liquid corn syrup.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah.
Like someone carbonated corn syrup. And it's like, God bless you, Faygo, for just making a terrible life decision into many flavors. And that's cool. And they have like body acceptance, but then they say stuff like strictly my ninjas, and that's upsetting. Right. And there's like murdery ones in the West Coast.
Yeah.
That have been like known to take over parks and like jump people. So I'm like, yeah, no, I want to be about it, but no. And there's something disheartening about seeing a very thick white girl with a dude with a machete running a tattooed across her back. That's upsetting.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
That doesn't seem great.
Would you have a dreaded white man with a machete running across your back?
I sure would not. No.
And it exists. And yet it exists.
I don't trust, as a rule, I don't trust white people with dreads. Like, that's a rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White people with dreads and white people with cornrows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think there's really good female comedian that made a joke of saying, if you see a white guy with cornrows, he's directly telling you, I don't know the difference between what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
He don't care.
No.
Have you seen Riff Raff?
No.
You don't know who Riff Raff is?
I don't think so.
To show you what Riff Raff looks like.
I don't know. I feel like I recognize the name, but I don't.
Oh, I'm gonna.
We're Googling.
Yes, because you have to know what he looks like. And the best part of Riff Raff is always my ex liked him. My ex was really into him because she was like, it's just so unreal how shitty he is. And this is a person.
Oh my God, what?
And him and Katy Perry dated for a minute.
Ew. What does he do with his life?
Rap.
Shut up.
That's from the very well put together song called Tiptoeing in My Jordans. All you other players be boring. You all keep snoring. That's I'm tiptoeing in my Jordans.
Oh my God.
He looks like Will Forte's character from Keanu.
Yeah. That's where they got it from.
Yeah, that's where, isn't it?
Oh.
And James Franco got his character from Spring Breakers from this person.
Gross. That is nasty.
And he has, my favorite is his tattoos don't make any sense. So he has a tattoo of BET and Bart Simpson and MTV. And he was like, you know, because I feel like all of those influence me. And I'm like, but you white, though.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Oh, my God. What a mess.
Do you know, what's the other one? There's two, like, Dear Lord white rappers, Riff Raff and... what is that guy's name? He has this hilarious song called Brick in Your Face. And it's funny. Hold on. In Your Face.
White rappers also not to be trusted.
I like Eminem a little bit. And I get in me and the person I'm like low-key dating get into it because she's like, no, not even Eminem. And I'm like, he's got his moments of being really good. But yes, I agree that at least his first two albums are like mad problematic because he's like, I'm going to hit you in the face, bitch. And yeah. I was like, that's the mother of your child. I need you to chill.
Yeah.
I need you to chill. But there's also a part of me that thinks that like at least, because his music is still really good, but there's literally a part of me that thinks that some of his music and some of the violence is due to substance abuse.
Yeah, maybe,
Because as soon as he got clean, his music is still good, but it's not nearly as... just violent.
Yeah.
Like, I think he literally was dealing with depression and substance abuse, and then he just put that in his music.
Yeah.
And because he's a white dude, enough white dudes are like, I also am angry for no reason and have privilege.
Yeah. So, I'm hopping on this bandwagon.
So, there's a gentleman named Stitches,
mm-hmm.
and he is Greek and Latino,
mm-hmm.
and he did this to his face. Yes, everything you see on this man's face is real.
Oh, no.
There's stitches on the sides of his face.
No.
Yep. See that?
No, Stitches, no.
Yep.
Sir.
And he's got an AK-47, which is his favorite gun, also tattooed on his face.
Oh, my God. That is like a person going through a time. Like, that cannot be a person in, like, proper mental health, right?
Probably not.
I mean.
But he has an amazing song called Breaking Your Face that for like a summer I just listened to repeatedly because I couldn't believe that it was a thing. Literally the song is, I put a brick in your face, now what you gonna do with it? I love selling blow. And then like in the video he's just throwing white powder around. and he has a Hellraiser mask. Like that has like the pins, and he's like, I put a brick in your face, and it's like amazing.
Oh my God.
He also challenged a African-American rapper but like taunting him via Instagram outside of a club that he knew he was at.
Yeah.
And then he was challenging the dude, and it's hilarious. He challenged this dude, and then the dude just sent out one of his bodyguards. He was like, no, I won't talk to him. No, 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 no. And the dude knocked him out in one punch. I watched that 3 or 4 times. Like, wait, dude. Oh, yep. He just said, I want to, and then he's gone. He's asleep. Oh, no. Oh, no. Wait, do you know the Catch Me Outside? How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see what happened to her?
No.
Someone caught her outside.
No way.
Someone caught her outside. Ass. How about that?
Oh my.
Oh I'm so sorry. Brian is learning a lot about culture today. Yeah, I'll show you the video of it. It was great. Yeah, catch me outside. How about that? And someone called her outside. And it was not about that. At all.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I, oh, God. Yeah, that's another thing that's being, like, thrown around by white people, too. I mean, she was white also.
Yeah, I always feel weirded out when the hood black girl, the hood white girl thing is thrown around. Like, I'm okay. I like the one white girl that like parents moved to like a neighborhood back in the 40s and they like it got integrated by people of color and the people white people were like, I don't care, I'm still staying here.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of formed around the community.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's a little off-putting because I was talking about how much I, as much as I love Pink, and I love early Pink where she had like the pink fluorescent hair, that there was a part of it that put me over like, yeah, you know, I'm pink and I'm from Philadelphia. And I'm like, your name, come on now. You're one of your parents is named like Susan or something. Like, stop it. Stop it. Just stop trying to be so hood. You're not. You're just, oh, here it is. This is.
Wait for it.
Hold on. How about that? How about that? How about that? She's not even swinging. That's the part that's disappointing.
No, I mean, she was, she got her ass kicked. Holy shit.
Yeah, how about that? That is fucking great. And she was calling, if you watch the full interview, like Dr. Phil is like trying to like talk to her. And at one point she just started calling the entire audience hoes.
Yeah.
Like, all y'all hoes. Yeah. What are you talking about? You were just like,
Dr. Phil was like, are you calling the audience hoes?
Yes. And she like, yeah, you know. That's how I roll. And I'm like, this is not even you. Wait. Palate cleanser, because I like cats.
Oh, little kitty.
I would just feed that cat cheese. I don't even give a shit.
Yeah.
Earned it.
Kitty needs some Wisconsin cheese curds.
Oh my God. Have you ever had cheese curds?
I've had cheese curds, yeah.
Have you ever had?
Not from Wisconsin, though.
Have you had fried cheese curds?
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah, that's really good.
Like, one of my fellow black friends is like, I don't eat cheese curds because I'm black. And I'm like, you are full of shit. This goes beyond race. This is one of the few times if somebody white told me this is beyond race. I'm like, if race, right? If they said this transcends race, I'm like, unless you're talking about cheese curds, get out of my face.
Yeah.
Cheese curds do transcend. Everyone loves cheese curds.
Oh my God. There's also, I thought about how we were talking about throwing shade earlier.
Yes.
And they have this is like so funny. They have a commercial where they define what throwing shade means.
No.
Yeah, they do.
No. I'm out.
Throwing shade is like hating on, it's just like the most like reductive bullshit. Yep. Yeah.
There's a Hershey snack commercial that makes me angry. Because it's just so many wrongs on top of so many other wrongs that I can't.
What is the commercial?
That's what I'm looking it up. It's the Hershey snack commercial where they have like the different things. But literally at one point the guy goes, it's snacks on snacks on snacks. And I was like, no. Like, I was in the living room somewhere and I had never heard that commercial. And I was like, no. And then my mom was like, yeah, you haven't heard that commercial. I was like, no, fuck that commercial. Fuck you, commercial. Just like angry. Because that's bullshit. Yeah, here's one of them. And I'm trying to remember. There's something else they say on it besides it's snacks on snacks. And I was like, damn it. And I want to eat that too, but I don't want to eat it now because you're just pissing me off.
Yeah.
Are there gonna be like a bunch of things you're gonna have to like clear? Like, can we play this?
I don't care. No one's watching.
When he said a snack from another mother, I was like, you motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, just angry. Yeah. Just outrageous.
Outrageous. I think, do you got anything else? I feel like we've been going for a while. Yeah. Hour and a half? A
no, not that long.
Oh, okay.
For a bit. Hour 20.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
So almost.
Almost.
No, but I really now just want to go get food now.
Yeah, I know, me too. My God.
Do you want to randomly go to get food?
I do, but I have to go to something at fucking 4.
I know, right?
So, yeah. Also, I just had a donut.
That's not going to slow me down.
I'll probably have another donut. No, we should do that, though. We should go.
Yeah. I mean, what did I do yesterday? Someone made rum fruit punch at this birthday party I had. So I had a bunch of that. And then they made tacos.
Yeah.
And I ate a bunch of tacos. And then I ate like maybe 2 or so tacos. And then I ate red velvet cake.
Yeah.
And then by the time I like got home, I was like, fuck it, I'm hungry again. And I made a weird rice tortilla bowl with shrimp and cheese.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And I was like, yep.
Do you know what I'm really into lately is like just melted cheese in a tortilla.
Yeah.
Like just that's all I need. Like cheesy roll ups at Taco Bell are woefully underrated.
Yeah.
Like seriously.
Cheesy roll ups, they're cantina bowls.
Yeah.
That you can only get during the non-drunk hours, which is not fair. Like they stopped serving them at 11 and I'm like, you know, I'm going to be fucked up by like 3 and need that cantina goodness in my face. They used to have a thing called a sparkler, which is also a jam.
Yeah.
And it was just lime juice and then like Sprite like poured over it. And it was like amazing.
Oh my God.
But yeah, no.
That Baja Blast.
Yes.
Yeah.
The thing that I want to try is someone's suggestion was to mix Baja Blast with like some other mix and just do like a half and half. Yeah. And that's supposed to be good. Yeah. I also follow Taco Bell on Snapchat because I have a problem.
But. Yeah.
Wait, have you heard of the Naked Chalupa yet?
No.
So do you know what a chalupa is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The Naked Chalupa is instead of the little taco, it's a lightly battered chicken.
No.
For real.
No.
Yep.
Oh my God.
And Columbus is a test market for weird shit.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, because we don't have an identity. That's right, why.
Exactly.
So.
Our identity is just a bunch of guinea pigs.
Well, the Midwest is really good for just test weird shit.
Yeah.
As Patton Oswalt said, they always test it in the Midwest. So they're like, it gives you 3 nipples. Yeah. Billy Bob liked it, but he didn't like those other nipples. So we won't market it. Like, does anybody remember when Coca-Cola briefly, and I remember they marketed it to Chicago, and we bought a can, and we were immediately horrified. It was Coca-Cola and coffee.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
It's terrible. Yes.
That sounds gross.
Coca-Cola and coffee was bad. From a Costco, they were trying to market microwavable pig skin, which I love pig skin.
Yeah.
Microwaved. Horror show. Because it was wet. Like, yeah. And pink skin shouldn't be wet. So I was just upset.
Yeah.
The entire time eating it. Like,
is it like, when it's good, what is it like?
Have you not had pink skin?
No.
It's like salty and greasy and crispy.
Oh, like bacon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like bacon, but without being burned. You just get a bag of it and just go to town.
Yeah.
And there's pig skin and then there's cracklin.
Yeah.
And cracklin is greasier than pig skin.
Okay.
But it's all delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
There's a lighter version, I can't remember what it's called, that you'll find in like Mexican American stores. And it, the difference is they go over the board, and I appreciate it. My Mexican-American friends taught me this when I was in high school. Lime and then chili powder on it, and then just eating it with like a fork. This is the podcast where I just kept telling different foods.
Yeah.
And Christine kept going, oh, okay. Yeah.
This episode is going to be called Food Porn, probably.
Food and Race. What's it about?
Yeah.
No, if I get an urge, I'll have to, I guess, invite you. I literally, a couple of weeks ago, was like, I feel like making shrimp quesadillas. And I just went over to a friend's house and shrimp quesadillas.
Yeah, that sounds amazing too.
And with crema sour cream.
Yeah.
So it's like a special sour cream.
Ooh. Yeah. That's
where it's at. Just, oh, yeah. Oh. Wait, Brian, are you into food, or is it just...
No, I love food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it just us?
Right. No, it's, like, I'm just having...
Food haters here.
I was like, this is like big girl dreams. I'm like, oh, yeah. Get that lime on there.
Yeah.
No, I just sometimes, because I don't really have the space in my own house, I'll just go to friends' houses and make food. Because I'm that friend.
Yeah.
Like, I have to discuss with a friend, I guess, today, because his birthday's coming up next month. I want to make him this. I'm obsessed with a show called Carnival Eat that the Cooking Channel has. And side note, I'm kind of low-key pissed that no one told me that this was a job offer, because I would have taken it. This dude just goes around the United States to different carnivals and fairs and just eats the most ridiculous food he can find there, which I'm like jealous. Mm-hmm. I want to be paid just to eat weird shit and be like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Get down on this, y'all. But some of the foods are just like, yes. So the one that I want to try to make him is ground beef, different spices, like Italian spices, pepper, salt, ranch, powdered ranch, mm-hmm. like what you make for like a dip. In the hamburger, mold it, then put that to the side, make a bacon basket weave, mm-hmm. bake that, mm-hmm. wrap it in, like, but don't bake it fully, just like a little bit, mm-hmm. so it kind of fuses, wrap the bacon weave over the hamburger, mm-hmm. and then smoke it or bake it, and then take it out, and then put like a big piece of cheese on top of it. And that's the sandwich.
That's
so it's a basket weaved
bacon burger.
Sounds like truth to me. Is what it sounds like. And I was like, I don't know what to get you for your birthday, but I'm just gonna make you a basket weaved hamburger.
Yeah.
And we'll just get really stoned and eat all of it and be like, yeah. Decisions were made.
Every person who listens to this episode is about to go buy a deep fryer.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
This is on. Yeah. Just like, one of the friends I just made, I just found out she has a deep fryer. So at some point, I got to convince her to let me make a Dorito mozzarella sticks.
Oh my God. Nice. Oh my God. Mozzarella sticks.
Are the truth.
Are one of the best foods on the planet.
So then just get those like little cheapy sticks that you can get from like Target for like 70 cents.
Yeah, like string cheese.
Yeah, get those, preferably the ones that are just mozzarella.
Yeah.
And then egg wash. And then instead of breading, you take a bunch of Dorito, like nacho or Cool Ranch, grind them up, and then double dip them so they're fully covered in the Doritos, and then you deep fry them. And then pull them out, and then it's Doritos and cheese, and then you have to explain that to your doctor in 50 years. I ate 11 of them. I'm so sorry.
I'll make an appointment next week.
For your cardiologist. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. That sounds like as good a place of any to stop.
Make appointment.
My God, thank you for being here. Please come back.
And now I have like several bits.
Yeah. Yes, you do. That, I mean, you have a way of making dark things very, very accessible. I just want you to know that.
I definitely got told by one of my earliest therapists. She was like, you realize that you've told me some really sad stuff, but you've been really hilarious about it.
Yeah. Perfect.